Thursday, January 1st, 2006, Life Preserver Meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous, North Hollywood, California.
Happy New Year, Case.
Hey, Happy New Year, man.
Hello. I wanted to share some gratitude a little bit for this meeting and for this message and for the knowledge that you share with us of the 12 and 12 and that you help me with every time I'm here. I'm so grateful to know to have an awareness, have a place to come to build this awareness of what I'm up against, and to get a better understanding of what alcoholism is, and to have a place to go to share with other alcoholics what it's like to have this disease and to be presented with ways to treat the disease, and it's just, man, it's just so great. I'm kind of speechless, but I guess I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who comes to this meeting on a regular basis, because I get a chance to take part in your recovery, and it's so great to be, you know, to be here on the 1st of January, which for my life was a time that I would maybe be waking up about now. And to have, you know, this morning I woke up at 9, and that was sleeping in for me, and I went for, you know, a long ride in up at Joshua Tree National Park, and went for a hike, and, you know, it was just so great to wake up sober, and to have a sense of what the limitless possibilities are in my life as a result of having the steps to use in my life, and having a relationship with a higher power, and an awareness of kind of what my disease is, so that there's a chance for me, you know, because that's all I ever really wanted, was a sense, just a sense that there was a chance for me, because for so long when I was out there drinking and using, I felt like, I know that I want out, but I don't know how to get out, and I know that there's something, I know that there's a better way than my way, but I don't know what that is, and I've tried all these different things, and I've done all this different stuff, but how do I get up and out from this thing, you know? And so after coming to this meeting and a couple other meetings like it, and reading in the 12 and 12 and listening to what people had to say here, I had an opportunity to get a lot closer to what it was that was really going on inside of me after I had put the bottle and the drugs down, and I'd had a day or two clean, and then I realized that there was something more to this than just stopping, you know, and I got to watch the recovery of those people here in this meeting and people in AA around me, and get a sense of what to do and how to do it, you know, and an idea of the value of listening and the value of showing up and watching and seeing how to do this thing. And it's been slow, maybe slower for me than for a lot of people, you know, but there's been such rewards over the long term for me coming here all the time and making bonds with people and not just staying sober, but doing the reading, and not just doing the reading, but looking for where I can apply it in my life today, and reaching out and trying to listen to others for solutions. And I mean, it's really changed. It started to change me from the inside out, and I always wanted that, and I never knew how to do that except to reach for a quick fix, which was a bottle or a pill or a powder. And so I'm just so grateful today to have this new way of life and an opportunity for a new way of life that continues to be renewed every day. And I hope for whoever's new here that you get to take part in that too, if it's time for you.
My name is Casey, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Casey.
And, you know, one of the things that was good to consider maybe in the beginning of the year and to look at is to, you know, identify, I know whether you got one day or many days strung together, where you've been and where you're at and where you want to go. You know, I think it's a discipline that I never really thought about outside of dreams or, you know, wishful thinking in terms of a regimented way of really writing out, you know, where I've been in the last year, you know, what's changed, who I am today, or, you know, the things. I know it's so important for me as an alcoholic, you know, that I came here as a character that could never identify internal success or any kind of success in my life and really put a true measure on it. Because it was always derived from me, and I could never judge myself fairly. And the reason for that was because of the way I judged everybody else, you know, and the way I treated people in my mind in the world that I lived in, year after year and day after day, in relationship and friendship and, you know, job after job and meeting after meeting. I treated people a certain way, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know that I had a way of working with people in my own mind of how relationships unfolded for me.